Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. Today we're going to talk a little bit about some of the file sharing applications out there and recent developments in APIs. So just to start, traditional storage and enterprise content management vendors have been losing customers to file sharing companies like Box and Dropbox, which are often easier to use and work with many devices and business applications. And recently, Dropbox surpassed 100,000 customers and released its Dropbox for Business API, which is designed to make team sharing of files easier and to aid with security. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of these developments and how it might affect the market. And I have with me today Ron Miller, who's an enterprise technology reporter and a content management expert. So welcome, Ron.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey. It's great to have you back.
Thank you.
So my first question is, why are the Boxes and the Dropboxes of the world kind of disrupting the traditional storage and ECM markets?
Yeah, that's a good question. But I think, you know, above all, they offer simplicity and ease of use. And for a lot of users, that's what matters most. They give us access to our files on any device, you know, anywhere, anytime. You can be on the train, you can, you know, be out of the office, and you can get your files, and that's huge. Saving, sharing, and accessing files in these tools is really easy, and, you know, as I was saying, in a mobile world, all of this matters to users. So you contrast that with the big, clunky enterprise software that tries to do everything under the sun. And, you know, people have been doing workarounds for years to get their files out of the office. They email it to themselves. They use thumb drives. Going back years, they used floppies, right? So these tools make it simple with today's smartphones and tablets. And, you know, it's become an essential service for people.
Right.
Now, to be fair, the big traditional vendors are catching up and offering similar tools. But, you know, as is often the case, they have a hard time competing with those tools that are born in the cloud. And, you know, that is especially true as tools like Dropbox and Box become much more enterprise-friendly.
So that kind of leads to my next question, which is, what is the significance of some of these APIs that have been released recently in this war of interoperability?
So, you know, I think it comes down to this. Companies like Box and Dropbox know they can't do it all. You know, they're going to have to have, there's no way they're going to have all the tools that the big vendors have offered for years. So enterprise-grade companies need a level of sophistication that these tools can't always offer. So the way they bridge that gap is they let APIs do a lot of the heavy lifting, and that enables them to connect to best-of-breed tools for governance, you know, security, business process management, and so forth. And companies actually find this approach attractive because they aren't forced by, you know, to buy everything under the sun from one vendor, and because everybody knows that it's impossible for one vendor to do everything well.
So what about specifically about the announcements from Box and Dropbox? How do they help in terms of sharing information or better security?
So, you know, as you alluded to, they recently both made an announcement that, you know, that play into this idea that, you know, you can't do everything well, so you want to be able to connect to things that, you know, can do well. So Dropbox announced APIs and agreements with a number of companies, including IBM, Microsoft, Dell, and a number of others. And Box announced an agreement with several security vendors. So, you know, made these products more attractive to IT departments. And up until now, Box and Dropbox, and especially Dropbox, have been trying to appeal to the end user, right? And these kinds of announcements help court IT and give them tools to connect to other enterprise tools on the back end, and that makes it a lot more attractive to those people. And those people, you know, of course, they matter too. So they're trying to address these concerns that big companies have about using these services around security and connectivity. And, you know, again, by choosing a best-of-breed approach, they offer the ability to connect with vendors who are working directly with them and making sure that these tools play nicely together.
So now on the other side of things, what can kind of the traditional companies do to compete?
Well, you know, traditional companies tend to offer the soup to nuts approach. We'll provide everything you need and maybe some stuff you don't. And so they'll continue to build their products by, you know, adding these capabilities, including sync and share. But, you know, they have to keep checking in boxes to justify their high prices. And I suspect they'll keep selling to their base of companies who want to take that route. And for now, you know, there's room for both types of companies in the market. But what's funny to me is that as we move forward, each company, each set of companies, you know, the traditional vendors and the cloud vendors, take a step toward each other because they both recognize that, you know, these large enterprise companies have certain needs. So on one side you have agility, on the other side you have stability, and it's interesting to watch, you know, each of these constituencies try and, you know, balance those competing needs.
So you may have alluded to this already. Is there anything that you're expecting and sort of anticipating in 2015? Any final thoughts?
Well, I think one thing, you know, we haven't discussed here is the notion of platform, not just as a connector, but as a platform to build things on top of. And, you know, Box really has already achieved this. They've been doing this for a while. They have tens of thousands of developers, you know, building on top of their API. Dropbox, with its latest announcement, is not only trying to partner with vendors, it's trying to get developers to come to the platform and build tools, you know, using Dropbox storage services. So when companies do this, they increase the value of their platform dramatically because it becomes more than just a simple product. It becomes an ecosystem. And I think if you look at Salesforce, it has, you know, it has developed successful standalone companies which have been built on the Salesforce development platform that are completely independent of Salesforce itself. So every company wants to be a platform, and this was true in 2014, and it's going to be true in 2015. But one reason Dropbox can come in now and say, okay, we want to be a platform is they have numbers in their favor. And developers will only come to a platform if there's something in it for them, and that requires you have numbers. So Dropbox already has that, you know, part of the equation solved. Now they have to see if they can get developers to come. And I think as you move forward, these platform plays are going to become more important, especially for these enterprise buyers, because they want to be able to, you know, build their own stuff on top of these base products.
Yes. It's funny you should mention this as a theme, because on a Search CRM podcast I did recently with a contributor, she talked a lot about sort of, it was a different spin on this, but all-in-one systems, being able to get your information all in one place, accessing through APIs or building on top of an existing application. So it sounds like something to watch for the coming year.
It definitely is.
Well, Ron, as always, thank you so much for your insights on what's happening in the world of sync and file share and content management. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
And for more on content management, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.